All right, 3-2-1 podcast. What's up, podcast people? We are back at you with another episode here of the what we call the Functional Life Podcast. This is one of our sort of full-length deals. We got the video on today. So
I want to know more about the Functional Life. Like, tell me 30 seconds, Functional Life.
Well, first you have to have a life, and then you've got to make it functional, whatever you're doing. If like I had to ask you on a scale of 1 out of 10, how functional do you feel like your life is, Travis?
Fitness-wise, I'm going to say 10.
Yeah, that's good.
Organizationally, probably 3.
Yeah. What about just like your bodily functions? How are those?
Steady.
Okay, good.
On point.
So if you haven't told yet, can't tell, I have a guest with us today. This is Travis Shepherd. He's a friend of mine, owns a gym down on the other side, I guess, of this sort of 141 corridor. We sort of encapsulate the north end. You're right. I'm actually on the north side of what I would call Johns Creek, but we're actually in just over the line. We're in Forsyth County, so we're not in incorporated Johns Creek, but we're on the corner of Johns Creek, sort of South Forsyth, Cumming, and Suwanee. So it's a Suwanee address, but we're nearly nowhere near Suwanee. I consider us in Johns Creek, but we're in Forsyth County. So
we're way down where Roswell, Alpharetta, and Johns Creek meet on the south end.
Right, okay. So you're in the corner of everywhere, too.
Yeah, Tri-Cities.
Is it the corner of nowhere or the corner of everywhere?
That's it's what everywhere.
Okay, that's what I try to figure out. So this is Travis. He is the owner of CrossFit Remnant. And a friend of mine, we met, I guess, a couple years ago. And we're not really sure how we met. We don't really remember. But
I think you were Facebook stalking me.
That's probably right.
I was like, hey.
Who's this handsome dude with the beard? But I've had a good time. Like every now and then we like to get together and trade stories about gym life and what's working and sort of war stories.
I mean, gym owners have way more in common with each other than not.
I think so too. I think that, and what I found is that like we have the same issues, like problems we have to address. We have the same successes, I think. So it's always been fun to sort of have someone else to bat those
ideas. Yeah, we're fighting the same fights. And I tell all affiliate owners, like, I just feel this common, I mean, we're dealing with the same successes, the same failures, we have the same challenges.
Right.
We have way more in common than different. Like, let's not work against each other, let's partner.
Yeah, exactly. So it's been fun. We have a good relationship, and I think that what I wanted to come talk about today and kind of get your take on it, the sort of topic of this episode, so to speak, is competition inside of fitness, because I think if anybody out there's listening or watching and they're a member of, they just go to the gym, they have a key card, they would check in the gym and they do their workout or whatever. Mm-hmm. They probably have no experience or concept of what scoring and competing workouts for time, when there is a score or some data involved in that. Mm-hmm. Where it can, there's a sport side to it, and that's something that we have experience with inside of our sort of microcosm of fitness, because we are CrossFit affiliates. We're involved in high intensity functional training, things we do either for time or for rounds or for reps, and we measure things. And when things can be measured, they can then be scored. So I just open the floor to that. What's been sort of your experience and your take on that side of what we do?
Well, I will say, when we program for quality work at the gym, the one day every 3 weeks when it's not for time, right, or for rounds, it's for quality, my members hate it.
Really?
We all hate it. It's
interesting.
We love being on the clock. We love competing. I think in general, CrossFit attracts, kind of the low-hanging fruit for CrossFit are your people who participate in sports in high school,
right,
your college athletes, yep, your type A, very intense, I want to win.
Right.
And I love where you're going. Like, the whiteboard isn't the most important thing. Who has the best time isn't the most important part of this, or the RX.
Right.
It's kind of this double-edged sword where your greatest strength is also your greatest weakness. Yeah. And so over the last 4 years, we just hit our 4-year mark at Remnant, and it's been incredible and hard and fun. I could write a book about what not to do the last 4 years. I love watching our people compete in healthy and good ways, mm-hmm, especially on teams.
Yeah.
We push team competitions.
Okay.
The Open is the one time where we encourage all of our members to sign up and participate, where it's an individual.
Sure.
And certainly within a team competition, it's an individual output where you're on a team. But Do y'all do mini competition? Have y'all participated?
Yeah, well, so we have. We don't. It's something that I don't personally probably talk about all that much. And have started talking about it more. When I came into this, I think that I just figured that the status quo was people that joined CrossFit gyms or, you know, boot camp type gyms or whatever it is, knew about that side of the fitness. Like this, I don't think the sports side of what we do is unmarketed or unknown. In fact, I would argue the other side. I would argue that it's almost overblown, and that's the perception people get of what we do.
I would love, speaking of that, I would love if the games, if some of their commercials, CrossFit headquarters, were more of the everyday fitness.
Correct.
The everyday gym.
Yes.
Versus...
I think we're getting towards that. Like I think you see them trying harder with that, I think, lately, because they've seen that they've pushed it too far the other way, and that now the concept of who we are and the idea of this is so intimidating to people, because they see these Spartan looking at people, these genetic freaks on TV, and they're like, well, I could never do this. I'm 35 year old mom.
They imagine their local gym. They all look like that.
Right. They imagine
when
that.
Nothing
and if you
could
went,
be further from
if
the
you
truth.
Listen to us, if you came in our gym or Travis's gym, like nobody looks like that. They look just like you and me. And they are normal people. They have kids. They've got jobs. They've got, they're normal people. So my take on it is this, is that I've tried to get as much of that mindset out of what we do on a daily basis. Like, although we do score workouts, we're trying to look at those scores as data, not as placements. So in other words, you're not...
Value. Like, it doesn't have value. Like, you're better because you're... Yeah.
It's a leaderboard that leads to freaking nowhere. So I tell people, good job, you're number one on the leaderboard today. What did that get you? It got you nothing. In fact, I would argue that the people that strive for that, oftentimes, that's when you see them get worse results. Mm-hmm. They get hurt because they try to push themselves beyond their limit. They try to attempt things, movements and workouts that they probably aren't ready for yet. Or they, I've even seen people that they start cheating or start not always consciously cheating, but might start compromising the integrity of their movement that they're doing just to get that better score. Mm-hmm. And now you're losing the point of why you came here to begin with. You came here to get more fit. So don't focus on that. Don't focus on, this isn't a grade card. Nobody gets a report card at the end of every class, say, great job, Sally, you get an A. Susie, you suck, you get a C today. Like, no, that's not the idea. The idea is you came up, you got out of the bed at 4:30 in the morning, you were up half the night with a crying baby, you've got 1 hour a day that you can actually spend for yourself to come in here and train and to work out and try to get better. All the other hectic parts of life that do grade you, your work, your family, all these things where you are being critiqued and criticized and trying to perform, we want this to be a place where this is just for you. It's your workout. Get it done. And yeah, let's keep some data. Let's say, okay, today you did 95 pounds, or today you did this workout in 4 minutes and 12 seconds or whatever it was. Who cares what Susie did it in? You did it in this. Hey, 3 months from now, maybe we'll do this again. Let's see if you can't get a little bit better. So I try to attack it from that standpoint and try to say less about the comp. I don't want you to necessarily compete, but I do know, like you said, at the same time, I was an athlete, you're an athlete. There's people out there that they came from that mindset of competitive sports, and you're not going to take
it. Well, and it makes it better.
It does. And we're here for those people, too. There's a small percentage of our gym that literally, he does want to beat him in this workout.
Yeah.
And that's so important to him.
What I tell to our newbies is you're not going to compete against anybody other than yourself.
Right.
From the get-go. So the 1% rule, you're trying to get 1% better each time you're in the gym. And the cumulative effect of getting 1% better each day is, whatever that is. But after you've been here for 6 months or 3 months or whatever it is, and you see, I'm really competitive with Will, and now there's a number on the board,
right?
And it's a friendly competition. Or
sure.
Will's greatness is pushing my greatness. I mean, it's the competitive spirit. It's capitalism. But it can't be the most important thing,
right?
Like, my value can't be because I beat Will today, I'm more important, or I'm less important because I lost to him. If that's ever the case, then it's misplaced value.
Sure.
And I struggled with this at the beginning because I came from working in special operations for 12 years.
Right.
And I came in the CrossFit world, and I really didn't have much to prove. Like, I didn't care if Joe Schmo beat me or didn't beat me.
Right.
It was not a factor.
You've done things Joe Schmo will never do.
Yeah. And... I just wanted to have a better back squat and a better deadlift and look better naked.
Right.
And then, so I was very anti-competition when I started. I thought it was silly to have a fitness competition. Like, let's go compete shooting or skydiving or but not fitness. And we had a gym member who asked me to be on a team or get a team together right when we started the gym.
Yeah.
And we didn't have many fit people in the gym, so I had to jump in the team with them. And I love the teamwork that came with the three of us strategizing for the workouts. We exploited each man's strength within each quad.
Yeah.
It made me learn. I can't remember what skill I learned. I started a gym without knowing how to do ring muscle ups, shitty at double unders. I mean, I wasn't the ideal CrossFitter.
Right.
And so it really pushed me individually and vulnerably to learn skills for this comp because I don't want to let my teammates down. And I went in with like a low bar on that. It was in Kennesaw, Chris Shoemaker's gym.
Okay.
And it was such a positive experience, both personally and for our gym, that I committed, like, hey, we're going to do 1, 2, or 3 local comps per year, team-based.
Sure.
Because it did make me better on a personal level.
Interesting.
Because it wasn't the most important thing.
Right.
And also, it kind of, after you've been CrossFitting for a year or two, and maybe McCall, I'm going to bring you into this, maybe you can relate to this. After you've CrossFitted for a year, it's kind of like Groundhog Day. It's like, show up another WOD.
Right.
High intensity, functional movement.
Look, where am I going with this?
Yeah, like, why am I doing this? Am I seeing that? And if you're not tracking your progress, it's really hard.
Yeah.
But if you've got a comp on the books, and you know the four of us, we're going to bro out and go dominate this thing at CrossFit Atlanta in March.
Right.
We got to be on our A game. We're going to be in the gym. We're going to be practicing our shit.
So how does that affect, if I can ask you this, knowing that, how does that affect the way you program and coach? Let me ask you this. Do you go around then and with every member in your gym and say no rep, no rep, no rep, or that it's not RX or whatever, because you know, and tell them, because, hey, if you were in a competition, even though you're not, I know this is Tuesday at 5:30 a.m., but if you were in a competition, that doesn't count.
Yeah. No, we don't typically no rep movements in a workout unless it's unsafe.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're quarter squatting and you're shearing the top of your knee.
Right.
And you're using more quad than your hamstring, I'll say, hey, get lower because it's safer.
Right.
We won't no rep people. I just won't give them an RX for the day.
Okay.
It's just reading, you know, like reading members, knowing like who needs to be pushed in what areas.
And I'm the same way. I think that we've had you know, my mindset's always been sort of back to what I was saying. Like, okay, Sally got up again at 5 o'clock this morning with a crying baby all night. And she's all she can do to drag her butt in the gym. She's worn out. She's got to leave at 6 to get right in the shower and go to work, spend all day, and then get home and try to make dinner for her family. And you're telling me that her toes didn't touch the bar a couple times. I'm going to go over here and tell Sally her score doesn't count. Like, you know, F you, you know, jerk. Like, me and my score doesn't count. I'm here working out.
Right.
I don't care what you say. I made it. And so, no, I'm the same way. Like, I applaud that. And trying to, and maybe that person doesn't ever even go to a competition ever. And that's okay. We're here to serve that person too. But then there are those athletes where I know, hey, you do 3 or 4 competitions a year. When the Open gets here, you do care about what your score is. Mm-hmm. You're the first one to register. This stuff's important to you.
Well, we found a lot of success with our scaled athletes who don't want to compete because they don't feel like they're good enough. It's a fear-based,
right.
Oh, I'm gonna let my team down. I'm not good enough.
Right.
And so we specifically put together a competition where it's only scaled and you're working with other people that you know. And it was super fun and challenging and hard, and it pushed them.
Right.
But it was, and really, that's why I love the Open now. When we started the Open in 2009, we had the games in 07. I don't remember when.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I wasn't even
Greg
involved.
And Dave.
I don't think at the time.
But now, 2018, we've got the Open for teens.
Right.
For master starts after 35 years old.
Right.
Which I qualify for. You've got scaled. You've got RX. I mean, there's really a home for everybody who wants to participate. And what I love about the Open is, there's more energy,
right.
Like a bigger crowd.
Right.
We run it every Friday as our workout. We partner people up.
Sure.
So we'll run 2 heats. So you're getting counted and motivated by somebody in the class, and then they go and you motivate and count. But also, there's a little stricter movement standard.
Right.
To where during the Open, you will get no repped if you don't squat to parallel.
Right.
Or if you don't come to full extension on your clean. And it calls us to quality, better movement, to where in a typical WOD, like, we're just going to fly through it and not.
Right.
Yeah, we love, I mean, almost everyone in our gym signs up for the Open. We'll make a big deal about it.
Sure.
Do we want to announce our...
Yeah, we'll do that. So for people that might be listening that don't know what he's talking about, that's the side we're now talking about outside of local competing in fitness and inside the gym and in local competitions. We're talking about the actual sport that our model of fitness has behind it. The CrossFit Games, CrossFit as a headquarters invented a sport behind fitness.
Yeah.
And then said, no, let's actually have like a Super Bowl. And let's call that the CrossFit Games, where we take the best of the best and we put them through a series of few days of fitness tests and we crown what we call the fittest on earth. Mm-hmm. But to get there, we've got to have some systems in place to weed out the people that aren't the fittest on earth. And so they kind of work backwards into the very beginning stages of what we call the open. So when Travis talks about the open, he's talking about that. And that really actually became awesome because they say, no, if we want to find the fittest man and woman on earth, then we have to start with the biggest net possible, and that is everybody. That's the only fair way to do it. So the open now is what has evolved is a, what I love about it is that it's a testing game where it's like, okay, hey, we work out three, four, five days a week or whatever all year round. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like practice.
Yeah.
It's like, I played basketball. So it's kind of like, hey, I practice, go 2-a-days, summer, and now it's game time. We're going to actually have a game. And we're going to see what you can do with what you practice, right?
See. Yeah.
So that is a thing that we do every February and March. The CrossFit releases
five workouts over five Fridays. Yep.
5 workouts over 5 weeks. So every Thursday night, you get a new workout. It's one workout, right? It's all you got to do, and they're usually shorter.
Yeah, they are pretty short.
And it's relatively simple. Usually, it's they're very conditioning biased. They're never super heavy.
Although we did have a one rep max.
There is a couple times he threw in a couple of those. And one workout over 5 weeks. But they're typically things that most athletes can do if they pick a category. And exactly what you said, I love that now it's a way for someone to compare themselves with other people just like them in their fitness across the world, actually. It used to be a state or the region or U.S. Now it's worldwide.
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of people literally do this. So if Sally is 52 years old, mom, teacher, whatever, in Johns Creek, Georgia, she can literally do workouts. And she considers herself what we would call a scaled beginner athlete, or maybe she's an advanced athlete for her age in the gym, and she enters a division for that. Well, now she can compare herself with Nancy in China or Washington or wherever it is that's the same age and the same, just like her, and say, okay, I'm in the top 10% of people my age, or I'm in the, that do this. And another part I always say is that they look at, like, we see those percentiles, like, man, I was in the bottom 50% in terms of fitness for this workout. And I'm like, no, let's qualify that. You're in the bottom 50% of the top 10% of people in
That's
the world
right.
that even do what we're doing at all.
Or who have the balls to sign up to do the open
right,
and make their
right.
shit public. Yeah.
So it's actually such an honor to even say you completed it and did these 5 workouts.
Yeah.
You're already better than 99% of the people that are sitting on the sofa
eating
potato
chips. For the first 2 or 3 years, I did not sign up for the open because I knew I wouldn't do as well as I could have done.
Right.
So I just didn't sign up.
Yeah, yeah.
It was total like a cop out.
Right.
And it doesn't matter where you are in your journey, like stages of life, like I've got 2 kids now and you know, like a lot of shit going on, whatever, work stuff.
Yep.
Still going to sign up,
right,
do my best and compare how I did last year.
Right. It's fun, isn't it?
Well,
I mean, it is fun.
It's not fun to see that I'm getting worse each year because I'm getting older and the field keeps getting better.
Do you think the margaritas have anything to do with that?
They might make me more invincible.
So yeah, without any further ado, the open that we've, and you all have done this too, on Fridays, we have in the past year, we do make an event out of it. So one time of the year, we make it a fun thing, and we have what we call Friday Night Lights. You all do something similar once or twice. We try to do it every week, and it's a lot of work and starts really big and tends to fizzle out. And so, but it's fun. We do the workout all day Friday too. The workout is our open workout. They're usually 15-minute workouts or whatever of our day is that workout. But in the evening, we say, if you don't want to come in the morning, maybe this one day this week, you wait till after work and we make an event out of it. We got food. We rope it off like it's a real competition stage, so to speak. And we got the loud music and there's people here cheering. It's the one time like there's an audience watching you and you're performing. And that makes some people so nervous. But the other thing that I see, and you all probably see it every year too, is it makes magical things happen.
There's more energy. There's more output.
Right. And people get their first whatever.
Bar muscle
under,
up.
Muscle
we had
up,
so many people get their first bar muscle up last year.
PR lifts. Like they beat. When people are in that setting, they're so nervous and so intimidated to do it, and then they get in there, and I found that more often than not, people surprise themselves so much. So every year there's that little, we call it the open magic that happens.
I would say people listening right now are like sweaty palms, like if they're right. CrossFitters, and they're like, should I sign up? I'm nervous. It's going to be like, yes, sign
up. Or they turned off the podcast when you said balls or I said margarita. I don't know. One or the other.
Those aren't the kind of people we want listening yeah, anyways.
Don't sign up for the open and don't be at our gym if that's who you are.
if there's nervousness right now about should I or should I not, ask yourself, why are you nervous?
Right.
And if it's because you don't think you're going to do as good as you think you could or right. you're not going to measure up, then absolutely sign up. Like that's a bad reason not to sign up.
Right. I've never heard anybody sign up and said, well, I really regret doing that. Every time we do it, everyone has a ton of fun. We do a little intramural competition within our gym. Mm-hmm. Y'all may do something like that. We make it as fun as we can. And I think more so than all the clout around the workouts themselves and the scores, I think it's probably the one thing CrossFit affiliates do best in building community.
Well, and you're connected to every other gym in the world.
Right, already.
The 15 or 18,000 CrossFit gyms in the world, you're all doing the same workout that week.
That's right.
You're doing the workout, the same scaled workout that a 38-year-old man in Beijing is doing.
Right.
That a 22-year-old girl in Sydney, Australia is doing.
Yep.
And submitting your scores. And you're going through the same pain. We say in special operations, friendship forged through common suffering. And certainly I think that's why CrossFit's so successful is because we come in as strangers
right.
to a warehouse.
Right.
And you go through a grueling workout. And after dinner, you're like, dude, that guy was awesome. What's your name? Well, hey, I'm Travis. That was great.
Exactly.
You work hard. Well, now you're connected to kind of the global, I don't want to say CrossFit, the global community of people who work hard.
Exactly. On their fitness. Yeah.
And I love having non-CrossFitters come into the gym.
Oh, it's the best.
To come do the open.
Okay, well,
hey, I've been in my basement for the last 4 years doing barbell and rowing. Like, can I come and do the open with you? Yeah.
Yeah, come on. Come on. Yeah. So great. That's a perfect segue because so I guess without any further ado, we've kind of worked on and talked back and forth. We actually talked about it even last year a little bit, but we're actually going to do it this year. But in that mindset of, hey, you're joining a community of other gyms and other fitness enthusiasts to do mm-hmm. this, sort of as a microcosm of that, hey, here we are, two gyms, and we're already friends with each other. We have a lot of members that know each other. We're on opposite sides of the same little community here. Mm-hmm. What if we found a way to come together and participate in this open in a friendly, competitive way between two gyms? And so what we decided, I think, is that we will still run our open workouts here, but we're going to pick two of them. The open is 5 weeks long, week 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So week 2, what we decided is that Travis will have, I don't know which one we picked, but I'll say we'll host first, I guess that'll work, and if you want to do that.
Okay.
So week 2, Travis and CrossFit Remnant are going to be hosted as our guests here at Synergy. And we're going to have a little friendly in-house competition against another gym while we're also competing individually in this open competition.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we compete on how many people we can get to sign up in the open each gym?
Okay. I like
that. We'll do a Synergy. How many people Synergy gets, how many people Remnant gets.
All right.
And then the losing gym owner has to do something.
Okay.
Or.
Are you telling me what that something
is? I haven't thought about it yet. So that'll be our competition. But when we do the open together, 18.2, we'll do it at Synergy.
Okay. I love it.
It won't even be a competition. We'll just all do the open together.
I like that. We'll
All CFR comes up here. We'll get a DJ, have some beers.
Perfect. And then
get some chairs.
We'll return the favor. You all return the favor
yep.
on 18.4.
Come on down for 18.4.
Right? So there it is, guys. The fourth week, we will take our crew down to CrossFit Remnant, Old Alabama Road.
Haynesbridge and Old Alabama.
Haynesbridge, Old Alabama. And we will throw down there with you guys.
Yep. And we've got a Mexican restaurant. We've got Village Burger. We've got some good food options.
Awesome. We've got a granite cutting shed next door and some dumpsters. If we need to dispose of any bodies, we're good. So it's all great. Sounds perfect. So that's what we're excited about, everybody. We wanted to talk and give everyone a little idea of what competition is like in CrossFit. And then this is coming up. We're going to do some real competing. The open's here. So I guess is this where we draw the line, saying the competition starts now? How many people can we get signed up?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll go ahead and open the floodgates.
Okay. I wasn't going to tell you before you come in, but I have 644 members of this gym.
Perfect. You still have. I'm game.
All right. So I guess that's it, Travis. I guess the moral of the story is this: is competing is great when used properly inside of the gym.
Yeah, it's like your greatest strength is your greatest weakness, and so I think like competing for the right reasons it can be a really good and healthy thing for yourself and for your gym, for your community.
Right.
If it's the end all be all, like if you get your value because you win,
right?
Or because you're the best, like.
Then you're probably just an idiot anyways,
like,
right?
Yeah, you should probably reassess that. That's not.
Great. Well, that's it. So we're going to put that practice to test here. Starting February 22nd, I think the first open workout's announced. Last
right.
Thursday of the month. So
we'll do a week from February, from the 3rd.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and put that date out real quick before
that's
we
the third?
Lock this down. I'm going to look.
I
was hoping McCullough had this, but she's not on it. So March 2nd.
March 2nd.
March 2nd, 18.2. Synergy.
Awesome. Okay. We'll be here. Lights will be on. Does that sound right? I don't know that March 2nd is right. We need to get the date right.
No.
The first workout is announced on Thursday.
On February 23rd is 18.1.
Correct.
And then March 2nd is 18.2.
Perfect. Awesome. Okay, March 2nd here at Synergy. We'll do it. And
cool.
Travis, thanks so much for coming up here and
thanks
being a part of this, man.
Yeah.
And work on getting your life a little more functional. And I'll send you some tips off air about that. And
okay.
Some videos. I have some self-help videos I do on the side in my basement.
I'm going to subscribe to that YouTube channel.
Yeah, it's hidden. It's really good.
In your mom's basement. That's cool.
Yeah, it's special. I'll say that. All right.
Okay.
Have a good week, guys, and we'll catch you next time.